Liz Feierstein, Tim Dickle, welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Hello, Julia.
The Fort Wayne art scene is shining a little brighter this month thanks to the Botanical Roots concert series. Liz, tell us what makes this late summer offering so special.
Well, the conservatory's always had three major focuses. So they want you to come in either thinking that you're going to get some type of education, feel the horticulture, or the community. And so as long as you are coming for one of those, most likely you're going to feel all three. You're going to experience the other two.
And in this case, you're adding music to the mix. So
yes,
that's
exactly.
Just sort of like a surefire combination of success. And that certainly makes sense because this is your 13th season and it seems to be more popular than ever. So how do you keep it keeping on?
Well, we try to get those three major genres. We always try to touch on the zydeco, the blues, and reggae, and then basically build off of there. We've had indie soul, we've had rock, we've had ska, we've had funk, and we're hoping to bring a rockabilly next year as well. So we just want to keep pulling in new genres, kind of staying with the old traditional, but adding new.
Okay, Tim, you are opening for Gangsta Grass this Friday, which is a hybrid of rap music and bluegrass.
Yes.
Clever name, clever genre, crossover thing. What kind of a rush is this to be opening for that band?
It's a great rush. We're very excited about it. We've been listening to a lot of their music and love the band. It's really neat to combine genres. Whenever you can combine, like we do with folk punk, they did it with rap and bluegrass, and I'm really excited to see them live.
And tell the average listener who might not know what folk punk is, what it is.
Well, it's basically folk, but faster, and I don't want to say more political, because it's not always the case, but it's got a punk aspect if you were to listen to any kind of a punk band and mix that with folk instruments.
So your instruments come from a folk/acoustic perspective.
Yeah, and the attitude comes from the punk.
And as Liz, you say, it's all Americana. And so that just has to be the perennial thing that binds all of this together.
As long as it all kind of has that roots aspect, basically, which filters any genre into it, then you get that collection, you find that common ground.
And an interesting mix, it sounds like, as
yes.
part of the process. What kind of pairings do you like to see? What else might be going on this season?
Well, we bring in a reggae group every year, so in a couple weeks, we'll have the reggae group Indica, and opening for them is URB, and that's a local band. We've paired them up before with headlining reggae bands, and they've done just a wonderful job. Same with our last concert of the series, we have Flatfoot 56 coming in as the headliner, and as an opener, we have Jen and the Foggy Creek Band, who also has that similar feel. So we try and pair them up with as close feels as we can, knowing that they're going to have their own separate sounds, just finding that common ground again.
It sounds exciting. And Tim, it looks like you are familiar with a lot of these bands and a lot of their sounds.
Yeah.
I'm getting that.
For sure.
How do you feel about the combinations?
Pretty good, I'd say. Yeah, they always do a real good job with the local and the national act.
And I do have to mention at this point, the local acts are quite something. And local only in this case means they're near and dear to our heart because the professionality that's displayed in these musical groups is really, really quite something. And Tim, I am kind of curious, personally, how do you feel that getting to perform on a platform like this, in a situation like this, affects your band's cred? I know you've got good cred, but a concert like this, what's it do for you?
We're really excited. It will get our name out for sure to people that usually wouldn't see us.
Sure, that's a good point.
Yes, yeah. This is my third Botanical Roots myself, the band's first, but it's always seemed to help out with fans that usually wouldn't come to a bar to see you.
Great. And again, it's a delightful setting.
Yes, for sure.
For the performer as well as the audience.
Yeah, having that family-friendly aspect of it and allowing kids of all ages.
Right.
Yeah, it really has drawn in quite
it's
the
joyful.
Crowd.
It really is joyful. Yes. It doesn't hinder anything. It just makes everything more energized, if that's possible.
Yes.
It seems like the hardest part of your job is narrowing it all down to six double acts. It's 12 bands you have each year. Is that daunting?
Sometimes, yes. It's a pretty big task. Finding bands that are traveling all over the United States, it's hard to get them to our location at times. So that can be difficult. The talent is definitely there, locally and
that's
the headlining.
Part narrowing it down is
that's the hardest part.
So a word about the venue, being able to share music in this amazing surrounding. How does it add to the experience?
Well, and it just adds to everything. When they're coming for a concert, a lot of times people don't realize you're going to get to see our showcase garden, which is currently Art of the Garden, Daniel Donnell at the Conservatory. We also have our tropical garden and then our desert garden, and people are more than welcome to tour those gardens before the show, during the show. And then they have the two outdoor gardens, one of which is where the concerts take place.
That's true. And the outdoor gardens are spectacular every year, in particular this year, I think. And Tim, I know a lot of things are going on. I know you're making music, but are you able to enjoy the whole ambiance of the whole place while you're making music in it?
Yeah, a little. I'd say probably not as much as if I was in the audience, but I mean, it's a beautiful place to play and the sound there is great.
All in all, it just seems like every aspect of this enhances everything else within your three criteria for making it successful. It's something that, well, it's unique to the Botanical Conservatory because it's one of the few situations, even among the other parks that we have and River Greenway and different places around the city, that things like this happen. You're utilizing your venue to the max.
Yes, we always try to do that.
I think that's great. And one thing that's also pretty obvious, the whole downtown music scene is exploding. Let's talk about that, the more the merrier versus too much of a good thing. Is it the more the merrier in your mind?
Yes, we're loving that downtown has exploded. We've seen attendance hikes that we've never seen before. And so with that, we're super excited to have this abundance of people wanting to experience music downtown and come to our facility and experience.
Now, they're also on any of the given weekends, especially in the summer, balancing where to go and who to see and a lot of indoor events, a lot of outdoor events. Tim, you'll be on a stage playing, and I know you know there's all this competition and such.
There always is in Port Wayne.
Well, that's true, too. And as a musician, is that okay with you?
It's fine with me. It's great that people have choices, can go to different concerts. I mean, not everybody would want to come see our show. So there's other things going on that they would like to see. The most important thing is that people are getting out and seeing music.
Amen. So if you're going to be out and about downtown, you can look forward to enjoying a multitude of entertainment venues. That's just all the way win-win.
It sounds like experience more than one genre in one
evening. That's true. An annual series like this, I say hats off to the park board and the commissioners for the endorsement of such a project. How effective is this holistic approach to community interaction, do you think?
I think it's a huge support with all the different parks events that are going on. The support is spread out very well by the Board of Park Commissioners, and they've definitely given us support the last 13 years, and I think they'll continue to support us and support all the parks activities going on. It's definitely a good thing. I think because the Botanical Conservatory has been here for so long, it kind of stands on its own as well. And so it just draws that crowd in and it continues to draw a crowd in.
Good points. And is it easy to find sponsors?
It is easy to find sponsors because there's more businesses coming into town. So with downtown growing and having all these activities, you may think there's more of a competition, but really with all the newer businesses coming in here, that's also a great thing and there's more sponsorship opportunities.
It's generating its own interest then.
Yes, especially because of this type of concert series. It's not your typical concert series.
Indeed, indeed. Yes. And being on this stage, Tim, as well as being out in the playing community, is it, again, the more the merrier?
I believe so, yes. Even if I'm not playing and just going out to see a show, I'd like a lot of different choices. The show hopping thing is right on. I mean, I go from one show to another and can't go wrong seeing three or four different genres in a night.
That's a good point. And it feels like we're big city because we're big city, at least in our arts and entertainment scene.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like all in all, this is a wonderful 13th season and we're looking forward to
many more
and new milestones. And meanwhile, before I let you two go, where do you hope to see the Botanical Roots series go from here as it continues on down the wonderful art scene music highway?
I would say keep it the same as it's been for the last 13 years. I always love the bands that come, and I think they do a great, great job.
So you just want more of it?
More of the same, yes.
I would agree. I want to see more of the same. I hope to still have more of the same. I don't think we'll expand it anytime soon to add any more dates. I think the 6 kind of gives it a well-rounded number. I think we bring in the good talent with just the 6 of them, and we just hope to see the attendance increase.
Liz Feierstein is the Botanical Conservatory's Adult Programs Coordinator, and Tim Dickel, a member of Old Mongrels. Liz, Tim, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today on the Conservatory's Summer Concert Series, and here's to those wonderful botanical roots.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia.
Well, John Henry said to his captain, slavery before he was barely more than a baby. He fought all the way. He died with a hammer in his hand, fastening pieces of railroad down with the grease of his elbow, pounding the steel with a power he wielded to make it look easy as Velcro, even though he couldn't really leave when he fell, though. He said the Union prevailed in trying to free him, yet it's stupid as hell to say he had his freedom, yet trapped in the system. Black men and women have been captured in prison. Gangs are committing an act that should catch him a slap on the wrist if they actually did it, and I have to predict more than half of them didn't. A tragic predicament, and many even passed cause of gassy conditions. One day a man came and said, honest to Jesus, I got a machine that lays a track faster than any man on your team. John picked up his hammer, lifted his hand up and said, well, I'm gonna beat. Well, John Henry started on the right side, and the steam drill started on the left. Said, before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'm gonna hammer my fool.
Started charging at a speed that you hardly could believe. His heart against a steam engine, the extreme tension of the product of a man against the strongest ever seen. He swung with a force so relentless, the form and momentum of Thor and Hephaestus. Before he sweat his first drop, he heard pots squinting from the drill, like he might have just worn out his engine. People recollect they were neck and neck. The steam drill is equal at almost every step. He passed the machine with a gas in between every breath. Couldn't feel his legs like Professor X. John was at the home stretch. Something in his dome went wrong as he drove that long glass spiking like lightning. The blood vessel burst and he fell to the earth, but he showed them all. Now, John Henry was a champion of a man. His hourglass just ran out of sand. His wife was crying cause it happened as he planned. He died with his pride and his hammer in his hand.
Well, John Henry, he said to his captain,